Calling it an isolated incident, Governor Gary Herbert apologized Tuesday to the 780,000 people who had their personal information compromised during a data breach in late March.
The people of Utah rightly believe that the government will protect them, their families, and their personal data. When they interface with us, that is in fact our charge. As a state government, we have failed to honor that commitment. That, as your governor and as a Utahan, I am deeply sorry.
Herbert says when it comes to people's personal information, there is no room for error. And in this case, someone left the back door open, something he won't tolerate.
Two personnel are now being reviewed. We're going through a process that's outlined for corrective action and or termination. And based on what I believe was inadequate oversight of this incident and the agency, I have requested and received the resignation of the Executive Director of the Department of Technology Services.
Herbert also announced the appointment of Sheila Walsh McDonald, who will be working as the state's new health data security ombudsman. Walsh McDonald will be working full-time with those affected by the breach, assisting in case management and credit counseling.
We know already that there are certain populations that the credit monitoring just isn't going to work. We have challenges with language. We have challenges with housing stability. So I think the initial part will be really being a portal for those victims.
The Health Data Security Ombudsman will include free credit monitoring and identity theft insurance, up to $1 million for individuals and $2 million for families affected by the breach. The governor did not comment on how much the services are costing the state, but did say he does not anticipate the need to call a special session to reconfigure the budget. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.